Hello everyone, we're back to another episode of Burn As You Go, and we're talking about that whole topic of charity. Charity, right? And, you know, it's important to talk about those different levels of charity, or another word used for charity is love, you know, different levels of love. In Greek, there's actually many words for love, and there's four main ones that we usually see in scripture. The first, you know, the bare basic level is storge, or, you know, storge. I think it's storge. And that is the level of, you know, familial, like our family love, or even, you know, this fondness. You know, we have a particular affection for someone, not even just family, but, you know, kind of like this family relationship, or even sometimes, you know, in an unhealthy way, it's like having this codependent relationship, in a sense, you know, if it grows a little bit further beyond that. The next level is usually considered eros, right? Eros, like passionate love, which very often is the realm of like temptation, right? Lustful love, if it's not used when coupled with, you know, for instance, like agape or philia, which we'll talk about in just a second, right? So eros by itself is just like seeking pleasure, like love that is just pleasurable, which is on its own, it's very sinful and selfish. The level above that, the third level, is philia in Greek, right? So like Philadelphia comes from the similar word. So it's a friendship love, a love that is between people that is a little bit selfless, right? So it's like desiring the good of another person and to not only be affectionate towards them, like to have this fondness of them, but to also desire their good, right? To actually, to care for them. And then the highest of all these is agape, right? Agape is Christ's love on the cross. That's what you should think of with agape. This total, unconditional, selfless, self-giving love, right? Putting this person above me completely. Their wants, their will, their good, their holiness, their sanctification. Agape. It's the highest form of love. And, you know, sometimes these can crisscross, you know, so like, for instance, if we have, you know, a dating relationship, there's probably a little mix of eros, which is that, that's like pleasure seeking, but also a philia, right? So this friendship and a little bit of unconditional love, right? So this love that is also giving, self-giving. So yeah, you can see there's overlappings of each of these relationships, which is healthy. It's healthy to have actually a balance of all of them. But what's really important, what I want to look at today is, you know, obviously Christ calls us to agape, that highest form of love. It doesn't mean that we have to cancel out all the other ones. It just means that all things should be ordered towards this higher form of love, and they should be purifying us to love deeply and to love wholly, as Christ is calling us to. A great example, and we can go into this very briefly because I usually try to keep these episodes short, briefly, a great example of the use of these words is in that moment right after the resurrection, when, you know, Jesus is walking on the shore and John the Beloved says, "Oh, it is the Lord." And then instantly St. Peter just jumps into the water and he starts swimming the shore. It's kind of a little comical because, you know, by the time he gets to shore, the boat's already coming ashore as well. But it was that initial zeal, the initial desire, the reaction. It's the Lord, I'm going, right? And this is just after Peter, a few days before, had betrayed Jesus three times, saying, "I do not know him," right? "I do not know him. I do not know him." And then the cock crowed, just as Christ had promised. And so while they're there eating breakfast, Jesus asks Simon Peter three times, "Do you love me?" Now, the first time Jesus says, "Do you agape me? Do you love me wholly, unconditionally, sacrificially?" And Peter, interestingly, responds, "I filio you," in the sense like, "I love you as my brother." It's very fascinating, isn't it? So Christ asks for this great, deep, unconditional love. And Simon says, "Well, Lord, I love you as a brother. I'm being honest with you." Interesting, right? So then he asks him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me? Do you agape me? And he says again, Lord, I do. I filio you. Right? I love you as my brother. Very interesting. And so then this third time, right? So just to replace the three times that he denied him, Christ asks a third time, Simon, son of John, do you filio me? So Jesus drops to his level and says, okay, if you're not ready to say I agape love you, then do you filio me? Do you love me as a brother? Then that's all I'll ask of you. And then Peter, grieved by this question, knowing that he has been withholding his love from the Lord by just settling for this brotherly love, he responds with, Jesus, you know all things. You know that I filio you. And Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Right? So there's this desire to love the Lord in Peter, but not yet. He recognizes that not yet is he ready to give himself wholeheartedly and fully. But what's amazing and what's beautiful is that he will. St. Peter will eventually learn to give of himself sacrificially and wholeheartedly, unconditionally to the Lord, because he will end up dying for the Lord. He will end up leading the church sacrificially and being a model of what it means to agape love. But it's interesting how it takes time for him. He wasn't already at the beginning. And I think that's so true for each of us. If you are struggling to love God as you should, don't give up. Don't be afraid. Don't be hopeless. Don't feel hopeless. Rather, have faith. Just as Jesus says, right? Take courage. It is I. Have faith. And be open to growing that love, whatever level you may be on, to this wholehearted, unconditional, selfless love for the Lord. And let's begin today. Let's begin aiming for that selfless love today as we burn, as we go. God bless.